Hi, this is Joel Fender Jr. When my dad first opened Mr. Fender's Corner Grocery Store back in 1957, he had just two rules. Always say howdy when people walk in the door, and make sure to have a big friendly smile when you do. He always did. Well, I've kept those rules going ever since I took over Mr. Fender's Corner Grocery Store way back in 1983 when Dad passed on in that terrible fire. So drop on by Mr. Fender's Corner Grocery Store for all your grocery needs. I'll be sure to give you a good old howdy.
Moody baby, do my yam.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo! Yay.
How did I get the yay? You started off with the yay. Now I got the yay.
Because you stole it from me because I stopped going woohoo sometimes.
Okay, that's what it is.
Do I just say yay instead?
I'm
so confused. You have
to
give me
go back and listen to the first one. Yeah.
Bob.
No, Steve.
No, Bob. That's Charlie. The song we're going to talk about.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. It's off Poodle Hat. It's from 2003.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah. That's that long ago.
It does not seem like that long ago.
Obviously, it's a reference to Bob Dylan, both in music and title.
Oh, I have a sad story for this one for you, but we'll get to that.
A sad story?
Well, sad in certain ways. But no, let's continue.
Is it the story about how I told you what the song was?
Yes, that's the story. Okay, I'll tell it real quick.
Real quick. The video, there's also a video for this. And the video is... The video and sort of the song. I mean, the song is sort of a pastiche of a lot of Bob Dylan stuff.
Yep.
But one of the videos, the reference to Subterranean Homestead Blues.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk more about the video and more about his video and whatnot.
Yeah. NXS also did the same.
We might as well talk about that real quick.
Yeah. Oh, I jumped Weird on something
Al,
you had.
Weird Al already kind of did this video.
He did in UHF.
Yeah.
Yep.
But in UHF, he was making a reference to NXS.
Exactly.
Who was making a reference to Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
And this video is a direct reference to Bob Dylan. So there's like this weird 6 degrees of Bob Dylan connects to Bob Dylan somehow.
Exactly. It's amazing. Yeah. And the funny thing is, you researched that and I just knew it.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yep. Anyway.
I watched
rubbing my Weird Al video, knowledge in you.
When we do the movie UHF, there's going to be a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yes.
But just that song's video.
Yes.
There's so much stuff to talk about.
So much goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get there.
That might be like a 9-part episode or something.
Oh, my God, yes. But getting back to my sad story. I think I mentioned before, when I get a new Weird Al CD, I go in my car and I drive and I listen to it once or twice, depending on how far I want to drive.
Yeah.
First time I drove.
Well, and then I got the same CD,
mm-hmm.
and I opened it up and I sat down. I think I was even at work or something. I got in early to work and I was chilling. So I put it in and then I open up the lyric booklet and I'm reading along with it.
Yeah. I do that on the third listen.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah. So keep going.
So I'm driving around and this song comes on and I die. I'm laughing my butt off at how funny it was. My wife is just like, what is so funny? Like, it's just gibberish. It's so funny. It's perfect Bob Dylan. His lyrics make no sense. And that's what I thought the joke was on the first listen.
It is, but
I didn't get that there are palindromes. I felt so stupid because I know half the palindromes that are in it. And it didn't click. I listened to it 3 times and did not get that it was palindromes till Charlie here says, oh, it's brilliant how even Bob is a palindrome. And when you said that, I'm like, oh my God, I'm an idiot. The entire song is, oh my, I felt so stupid. I thought the whole joke of it was just the gibberish nature of Bob Dylan's singing, that he was just throwing out these random sentences that made no sense and it would sound like a Bob Dylan song. That's what I thought the joke was. And like, oh, I felt so dumb. But even without getting the joke fully, I loved this song. I laughed so hard I almost drove off the road and the song.
And that's the brilliant thing about Weird Al is not only is he making a joke of the fact that Bob Dylan songs are hard to understand.
Yeah.
But he can't just leave it at that.
No.
He then has to take it to the next level.
Yes.
And make it actually something.
I have never felt stupider in my life than when you said that to me. Like, I am not a stupid person, I like to think. And I'm like, I am an idiot. How did I not get that? I know these palindromes. Most of them I have said.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like such an idiot.
And the title is just so encapsulating of everything, yet being exactly what that is, which is so simple that you might brush right by it.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. It's...
Ugh, love this
it's
song.
It's an amazing song.
So well done. And every bit of the song is well done.
And that palindrome thing is just enough, I think, because I think a straight up Bob Dylan, just like...
Like what I thought it was?
Yeah. Wouldn't cross generations enough.
Right. Exactly.
Like he needed that extra little bit.
The nerdness.
That little
the nerdiness,
extra bit.
Yes.
And palindromes are awesome because, like, I mean, I personally enjoy palindromes a lot. So totally... Yeah.
It was fantastic. And anyways, I can never get past that moment.
in direct reference to that, in the UHF commentary information, Al talks about how all the characters get their names. And one of them's named Bob. And he's like, oh, I like Bob because it's a palindrome. Turns out he probably was recording that within a day or two of actually recording that song for Poodle Hat. Yeah. So he had palindromes on the mind already.
So wait. So,
the commentary. Okay. I think that in.
Like a late DVD release of
UHF
exactly, that came out years later.
Yeah.
Okay.
In 2002, he was doing that. And that's when he recorded. And that's a palindrome. 2002.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So.
Man, Charlie.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of fun. Lots of fun.
Funny.
But yeah, the great, great song. I mean, well. I've been that nerd who always liked palindromes to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
That was what I used to do at one point when I was like, at like gas stations. Some people like to get to like exact dollars. Uh-huh. To me, I always was going, okay, I'll always do a palindrome because then it's random and weird, but I will also know if somebody steals my credit card because I'll be like, oh wait, that's not a palindrome.
I would never pump
I would never do that,
that much
exactly.
gas.
It's just really hard to do.
Yep. 3113.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
in you
that's
price.
A lot of gas.
That is
too.
A lot. Well, some depends on what year.
Well, yeah, exactly.
A few years
even
back,
for
a few
me now, even for me, I can't get more than $20 in my car.
No, yeah, yeah. Like, you know, 7-8 years ago, yeah, that's like 5 gallons.
Oh, yes, especially if you own a Humvee.
Yeah.
Great, great stuff in this song. It's amazing.
You have a favorite lyric?
Oh, we want to do lyrics already.
Well,
yeah.
It sounds like you're getting to that.
Oh, no. I was trying to talk about other stuff.
Oh,
I think.
Go ahead.
The video. The video is great.
Yes.
The video is a lot of fun. It's a reference to Bob Dylan himself, of course, singing Subterranean Homestead Blues.
Yep.
And it was actually part of a movie called Don't Look Back by D.A. Pennebaker that followed him. Bob Dylan around England for his tour in, I think it's 1963, 65.
Yeah, it's one of the earliest music videos.
So the movie is a documentary,
right.
Like a concert documentary kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. But the clip, I mean.
This is a clip that they used to like sell the movie, kind of like, and yeah, basically one of the earliest music videos.
Mm-hmm.
It was also ranked seventh. In 1993 by Rolling Stone of the top 100 videos.
Yeah.
Weird Al's only video on that was Smells Like Teen Spirit way down in 68.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
A lot of that is also filled with videos that Weird Al parodied.
I'm sure.
But only one Weird Al
that's,
song.
Oh, that's
that,
just
which is
top
a bummer.
Video. You would think, you know, Eat It or, you know, Fat would be on there.
Well, remember, it's also 93, so that would have been the most recent one.
That's true.
And it would have been the resurgence, so people probably writing that at the time probably only casually knew about his stuff from the early 80s, I think. I don't know.
It was like very relevant there, and people were like, oh my gosh, this video is brilliant. It uses the same gym and cheerleaders.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Some interesting things about the video. If you watch this video, there's those weird two people in the background that just sort of walk away.
Uh-huh.
That's a direct reference to the
original
Bob Dylan original. And those two people are Allen Ginsberg and somebody Newworth?
B.B. Newworth?
No, not B.B. Newworth. Yeah, I kept looking for that.
Cheers, right?
But they're both, you know, both like beat poet type characters from the thing. So those are both famous people. Like, that, I mean, obviously I don't know who the second one is, but yeah, Allen Ginsberg. Pretty cool. Yeah. You know? Let's see what else we have. That video was filmed by the Savoy Hotel in London.
The hotel filmed it?
No, well, no. Yeah. Yes, the hotel.
It's a very, very talented hotel.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's just a security camera. That's why it's black and white, because it's a security camera.
It was right near Savoy.
Yeah.
Grammar Nazi.
And honestly, this wasn't the first idea for a video for this. First idea for the album, because this is the album that has the famous Eminem song that Eminem was like, yeah, you can do the song, but you can't do the video.
Yeah.
So this video was sort of like thrown together because they needed at least some kind of video representation. Right. But it's also the only video for the album, which is a little bummer.
It is.
Because I know that Poodle Hat didn't do quite as well, I think. And one of the things that they cite is it didn't get a lot of MTV airplay kind of thing because it didn't have the rap video to go with it like Bad Hair Day did. So it's a little bummer, but it is one of those like, well, but we got this. And the video is really cool. I enjoy it. It's a great reference. It's old school, though. Like, you know, it is old school. But he's got a little bit of humor in it. You know, there's a thing that says like solo in it and the question mark. And,
right.
Yeah. And which is neat because even Bob Dylan's video still had a sort of a couple of things were misspelled on purpose or the lyrics were technically changed when it was on the card. So he has one that's like a couple of dollar bills and it was like a $20 bill is what he had written down. So there's already kind of a humor to begin with. So excellent. It's a solid video. I mean, like it's not going to blow your mind or anything, but it was worth watching and even more sort of worth it from a historical standpoint.
Yes, exactly.
If you take Weird Al as a great way of diving into other pieces of music history.
It's the perfect video for this song.
Yeah, oh, totally.
That's all he could have done, honestly. Mm-hmm. It was just perfect. I mean, I don't know. It's simple, it's easy, it wasn't flashy.
Maybe if you had watched the video, you could also understand the palindromes.
That too, I would have been felt less dumb in the video first, before YouTube releases.
So lots of fun. This more information about this song. The harmonica on this song, on Weird Al's song, was played by William K. Anderson, who was also did some vocals for his first album.
Oh, really?
And some other background noises and stuff for the original Weird Al album. So he's like an old school guy from the days. And then on banjo is Herb Peterson,
probably.
Yeah, from the Desert Rose Band and a couple of other things. Used to play with Linda Ronstadt. He was sort of like a, not really a, studio. I don't know if I would call him a studio musician because he also toured with a lot of companies, I think.
Touring musician,
yeah. So he played with John Denver, a lot of old bands. I actually watched a whole interview with him on YouTube, which clearly had been done relatively recently. So it was interesting to see him talk about that. I was hoping he would say something about Weird Al, but
probably
he didn't.
Not. Yeah.
But he's exactly what you think he would be as a banjo player.
Yeah.
But cool guy. So, you know, famous people still kind of on his Weird Al's album. So that's kind of cool.
All right. So now.
Now your favorite album.
Yeah, yes, my favorite lyric. Just because I think the way he says it is so perfectly Bob Dylan. Say, oozy rats in a sanitary zoo.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yep. I'm not going to beat that, so I'm going to go just with a really fun palindrome.
Okay.
Do nine men interpret? Nine men, I nod.
That's
like,
a good one, too. Yeah.
Solid, long. Because some of these are like, I mean, he doesn't actually go and say the word race car. Oh, but he says race fast.
Yeah, safe car.
Safe car.
Yeah.
But like, some of these, not
lasagna
not so
one. It was. I almost went with lasagna. Go hang a salami on a lasagna hog.
Yeah. No, that one's good. But the more words, the better. Like, there's a couple on here where you're like, lonely Tylenol is basically just two words flipped.
Yeah.
Or no X in Nixon is like, okay, that's not. I mean, obviously, none of these were things that he had to come up with. He did that thing like he does with some of those other songs where he's like, oh, here's a list of jokes that are dad jokes from this one thing.
Yeah.
And I'll just put them all on here or fat, you know, like, oh, here's.
Here's all the fat jokes. Yeah.
Exactly. So he didn't. Unfortunately, there's no lyrics in here that I think he came up with himself, which would have been kind of cool.
That's tough to do because, like,
it is.
Palindromes are very extensive. No. They've been thought of by computers and stuff. I mean, they've all been figured out, I think. I don't know if there's that many. new ones you can just...
I'm serious, I've heard like podcasts talking to people, and no, I know that computer programs can do it, but people can't do it. Like,
yeah, of
like,
course.
I listened to this one podcast. It was probably, I'll figure it out someday. But the podcast, the podcast talked, he interviewed somebody who did palindromes, and they're like, okay, come up with this word. Okay. Then flip it around and then try to add some more words to it. And like, he would come up with a palindrome on the spot.
Whoa. Like you give him your name, he'll put your name in the middle of a palindrome or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he'll try to put it together. He'll be like, okay, well, you know, if my name was Charlie, okay, you'd probably want to break it here so you can use this half for this word and this. Yeah.
This
yeah.
It's crazy.
It was
yeah.
nuts. It was nuts.
So what's your favorite palindrome that's not in this song?
I think it was Jeff Rubin show. That was the podcast. I think
obviously, that's not a palindrome.
No, it is. for me, the big one is, oh, I already told you.
Did you?
Do nine men interpret?
No.
I nod.
Your favorite one that's not in this song.
Oh, okay. So we're going to go to the 10 famous palindromes as done by top10s.net. Mm-hmm. That's TENZ.
Oh, of course, because it's okay. Cool.
Number one is awesome. Wait, why don't we go to number one first? That makes no sense.
Countdown.
Yeah. Oh, this is weird. Well,
are they
no,
scrambled?
We're starting with one because we're going to get to ones that are Weird Al's real quick. So the first one is Doc Note. I dissent. A fast never prevents a fatness. I diet on cod.
Wow.
That whole thing.
That's very long.
Yeah. That's a fun one. So then we get to ones. They actually make reference to Weird Al.
Yeah.
So they do never odd or even, which is a really cool one. Like that's a solid. It's like to me, I can appreciate a really good That's What She Said joke.
Yeah.
But it has to be like very solid in terms of the premise and the like the euphemisms and like if you do a real good one, I'm like, no,
okay, that's good.
That's solid. You can't just, it's stupid to say it like, oh, that's what she said. But like when it's not just obvious, when it's like, oh, when you think about it for a second or two, you're like, whoa, no, that's, and then in the, yeah, okay, I like it. So that's what I would say this one is. The next one is Do Geese See God?
Yep.
Also used in that. Was That a Rat I Saw?
Uh-huh.
Also used in it.
Yep.
Damn it, I'm mad. That's a cool one.
Yeah.
I don't think that was in the... That's not in it. A Santa lived as a devil at NASA.
Oh, that should be in there.
Yeah.
Let me see that one. I got a Bob Dylan on that one. A Santa lived as a devil at NASA. That should have been in there.
That should have been
Come
in
on.
There. That should have been in there. this website sucks, by the way.
Yeah, it does.
So don't actually go
Too
there.
Many pop-ups.
Well, just... Oh, and yeah, ads. All right. Anyway. The next one is
blank.
Mr. Al ate my metal worm.
That's a good one.
I like that one.
Mr. Al ate my metal worm. Yep.
This is fancier than the one in it. In the song, he goes, "Madam, I'm Adam," which is kind of like a cheaper one, if that makes sense. But this one is, "Madam in Eden, I'm Adam."
Ooh.
And so, see, you just add a couple of words and you can make it that much better.
Wow.
That's what that guy from that podcast does.
I gotta hear that.
I also don't know anagrams. Anagrams, if they're more than like four letters, they just mess with my head.
Okay.
Okay. We're almost done this. Stay with us. The classic one. This is the one that I'm surprised isn't in the song. It's a man, a plan, a canal, Panama. And you're like, that's got to be the most famous palindrome ever. And then the one that I kind of really liked was, Eva, can I stab bats in a cave?
I love it.
See, I feel like you could say that's what she said. And that one kind of almost works.
Yeah,
almost. But yeah, that was a great one. You should say that one as Bob Dylan.
Yeah. Eva, can I stab bats in a cave?
There you go. See, it would have worked perfectly.
Yeah, it would have.
So that's Bob.
Oh man, I'm going to have to give this one a high mark.
Okay. What are you doing?
I think I'm gonna go for it.
This one.
I think I might. This song is just perfection. I can't think of anything. Can't think of anything wrong with it.
I'm gonna give it a 4.5 because I think
they didn't use the canal.
It's a little beyond. Well, it's missing the most obvious one, but also I wonder how it people relate to it now.
Yeah.
Or even 14 years ago when it came out.
I don't think you can hold that against it. 14
years ago. No, I know right? I can't hold it. I can do whatever I want.
You can.
Okay?
You do right ahead. Go right ahead and do your thing.
But so I'm going to give it a 4.5.
It's based on a classic 60s folk. It's really obscure if you don't know. If you're some kid who listens to pop music and all you know is Lady Gaga, yeah, you're not going to get it.
No.
But
it does. It's better than the ones that you don't necessarily totally get, like Genius of France. Mm-hmm. Like because there's a lot, like, even though Genius in France has all those, like,
Zappa, yeah,
those dad jokey kind of things, right, about being not the smartest tool in the shed or whatever, that this one at least has a fun palindrome thing, which is nerdy and potentially timeless. I don't know if you could say palindromes are timeless, but
I think they are.
But I feel like there are people in like the 1400s that were like, ooh, that number's a palindrome.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think it's solid. I will disregard that people can't relate to it thing. I don't know. It broadens your horizons, your musical taste. If you want to have to go out and research who this is supposed to sound like, that just can only help.
No, that's good. That's good. Yeah, and I believe knowledge. Bob Dylan just won a Nobel Peace Prize.
I think so, yeah.
So
yeah.
He's
still out there,
so
man.
So clearly he's out there.
Yeah.
He had a Christmas album.
Isn't he Jewish? Yeah, this is like Neil Diamond with his Christmas album. Why not?
If you want to tell us. Yes. One headlight. Oh, wait.
That's his son.
Oh, okay.
Come
sorry.
On. A little wallflower reference. Come on.
If you want to give us a call us at 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-72-WEIRD. Weird is also 93473.
And not a palindrome.
No, not a palindrome at all. That would have been awesome. If you tell us your favorite palindrome, tell us a story about Weird Al that you enjoy, something about Poodle Hat, anything, just give us a call. You can also find us at Gmail, We're All Yankovics, with no apostrophe, W-E-R-E, All Yankovics.
We're All Yankovics.
Yeah. It's not past tense.
No.
It's a conjunction, contraction. That's what it is. Contraction Jackson.
That's your traction.
Yeah. Oh, this is where we stop.
We've gotten loopy.
Yeah, we should probably not drink before we do this.
Yeah.
So that's the end.
Who spiked the iced tea?
Yes.
All right. Well, I think that's all I got, right?
Who spiked my bourbon?
Someone added iced
with
tea to
iced
bourbon.
Tea. Yeah, exactly.
Dang it. All right, we'll keep it clean next time, guys. Until then. Bye-bye.